News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. It's 3:35 p.m. in the afternoon on Friday. Some of y'all are getting ready to go home for that weekend, and it's a well-earned weekend. Hope you're going to enjoy it. Now, we got beautiful sunny weather right now, but I'll tell you in a minute about some things that are happening, unfolding literally as we speak. News breaking on the tropical storm Ida down on the coastal areas that are going to sweep this way. Let me finish a conversation, though, I was having before the break. So, the Biden administration's policies on the southern border, do they have a policy? I don't know. I think their policy is we don't have a border. That's what I think it is. But what we're looking at right now is chaos on the southern border. If you remember, we had one of the tightest reins on our southern border in years under the Trump administration. And, am I a fan of President Trump? Yes, his policies more than anything. Do I recognize that some people don't like his nature or his personality? Sure, whatever. But don't try and tell me for a second that our nation was not better off under his policies by comparison to where we are now. If you try to say right now that our southern border is okay, you're just lying or you're completely ignorant. You're choosing to be blind at that point. And our southern border has been out of control. Well, one of the things that the Trump administration had put in place was a policy called Remain in Mexico. As people attempted to cross the southern border, seeking that asylum opportunity, knowing full well there was catch and release in place under the Obama administration, they would say is, asylum, okay, sign your name right here. Be back in 4 months for a hearing. Yeah, good luck to yous. And they would all just walk away, and most of them never, ever showed up again. They blended into our society in this, you know, God knows where. Now, this is a nation built upon immigration, all right? Send us your poor, your huddled masses. I get it. That is who my own ancestors came over here, all right? We can trace our lineage back to Europe. But what I'm saying is it's in a controlled fashion. Earn the right to come here. Do it the right way. Put your name on the list, and they're not doing that right now. But the Trump-era policy of remain in Mexico is what stemmed the flow for the longest time. It said that when you came to the border, you were put on that list, and you were immediately sent back across the border to Mexico. Well, then Mexico had to deal with it. And then Mexico began saying, whew, God, we got to slow this down. And Mexico began doing things that it had never done before to slow down the massive illegal migration that usually would pass through its own lands on the way to us. And what's one of the first things that the Biden era did? Well, Biden came in, issued 60-some-odd executive orders, one of which was a repeal of Remain in Mexico. The Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, immediately, there was a lawsuit that was filed by Texas and Missouri. They said that the repeal of that Trump-era policy put catch and release into firm effect and was in violation of federal law, and demanded that the Supreme Court consider the case in a 6-3 decision. The court denied a lower court's ruling on stemming that policy. In other words, it's reinstated. And now we have the Trump era Remain in Mexico back in place. And that's a huge, huge win for the southern border. I mean, I can't begin to describe to you how big that is. And literally what we're seeing right here is, in fact, who's the quote from right here? I'm looking at, this is Ken Paxton, the Attorney General from Texas. He says, it's fundamentally important because we have a president who looked at federal law and says, I don't have to follow federal law. I'm the president. I do what I want. I don't care if it's in a statute. I don't care if Congress passed it. I can do what I want. I'm the president. He said, so it's even bigger than immigration. It's about our Constitution, the fact that even the president is supposed to follow the law. So listen, I'm just telling you right now, the Biden administration got it handed to them hard in the last 48 hours. They lost on their southern border policies before the Supreme Court of the United States. They lost on the CDC having the right to declare who can be evicted from a piece of property and who cannot by the Supreme Court of the United States. At the same time, we're also watching Biden finally have to go to the microphone and try to look like a leader, and he's failing miserably. At the same time, we're also seeing things happen out in California, like Larry Elder. Larry Elder, I'm loving this. Oh, by the way, talk show guy. Larry Elder, a conservative man who grew up in South Central LA, who is now literally wearing out Gavin Newsom in a recall election, and the polls are saying that he's ahead. I'm looking at things like the sheer scope of what is happening with this $3.5 trillion spending plan that Pelosi is trying to push through up in D.C. right now. And we've got conservative, I say moderate, let's call them moderate Democrats that are saying, we're not doing that. And so we're seeing a stemming of the tide. If you will, like I said earlier, it's like the winds are beginning to shift and they're not getting away with it anymore. Herschel Walker is running against Raphael Warnock in Georgia for the U.S. Senate. God bless him. I hope it's a Heisman Trophy moment for him there too. I'm just telling you right now, folks, you have a right to be concerned about the way your society's been going, but I'm going to tell you also too, we need you in the game, all right? Do not think for a second that because we had a Trump rally in Alabama, it means that we have everybody we need in the conservative fold in our politics. We don't. Our own state legislature has become so moderate in their capabilities right now that it's galling. Now, are there conservatives in our state legislature? Yes. Yes, there are. Yes, there are. There's some solid, solid men and women down there who are doing what they can, but the leadership has allowed it to become so moderate in its presentation and in the things that they're doing that you don't even begin to recognize them for what they were. Why? Because they've gotten fat and content. And I used to be down there. I was down there for 8 years. I can say this. I know most of them personally. If they want to come on the show and counter what I just said, please do. Were there one-offs and things they did? Yes. But when's the last time you saw a legislative plan? When's the last time you saw a firm legislative agenda? You haven't. When's the last time they did something on giving something back to the public? Not just declining to tax you on things they've never taxed you on before. I'm talking about when's the last time you saw your state government, right here in the state of Alabama, when's the last time you saw them cut your taxes? They'll try and tell you, well, we did some things to help businesses and things like, oh, great, okay. All right, well, Mr. and Mrs. Joe Citizen, which one of your taxes did they cut? You can't name one because they didn't. Which one did they raise? My gas tax? Okay. How about this? What have they done for school choice lately? Let me think. Nothing. Nothing at all. So we're a Trump state? Well, President Trump said that school choice, the ability of parents and legal guardians to have decision-making authority in their child's education, that is the civil rights issue of our lifetime. President Trump said that. What did the legislature do last year? Nothing. How about the year before that? Nothing. There has been no advancement in the opportunities for school choice in our state legislature in several years. What about fiscal conservatism? Have they cut your personal taxes? Well, no. What about cutting spending? No. Right now, what they're bragging about is they've just passed the biggest budgets in state history. Well, that's great. Well, when is enough enough? Because if you continue to spend, it means you're spending it on government. We're not just spending it on things that change society. We're spending it on government. They've increased the size of government over the last few years. So, folks, I'm just telling you, it is time for conservatives to say, I'm watching Biden unravel, and I love the fact that he's unraveling because we need him to unravel. But it's also time for us to say, bunch of right-side ruffians, that we need things at the local and state level to be as strong and conservative as they can, because the obvious issues that we had at play are the fact that, like, for instance, Georgia was a red state until this last election cycle. What happened? I would bet this, I would just go ahead and say the Georgia Republicans got fat and content, and suddenly they lost. And now we're having to take it back. It's kind of like the political version of what's happening in Afghanistan. We bailed, we got completely off kilter, and now we're having to take it back. Folks, it's just important that you understand that we need conservatives to engage the processes at every level and hold leadership accountable. And that's just going to have to happen going forward now. Well, I see I got a call coming in, Copper. I'm going to go ahead and take that before we go to the short break, if we can get to it. It's important that we have these conversations, and I love having some regular callers. And I think if I see this right, this is a regular caller. Copper, let's get Lee from Huntsville on line 5. Hey, Lee, Phil Williams, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Right side ruffian here.
Right side ruffian.
And absolutely. And I wanted to comment one thing. I looked at your bio. And it really made me feel like I haven't done much with my life. So congratulations. You're awesome. No. And
thank you.
You know, it's enough to make me think I need to get out there and do a little more. But it's good to be inspirational. So I wanted to say that I think Biden, the reason why we aren't, I'm excited is because his speeches don't have the same effect because people don't believe in sincerity of his words at all.
That's
Whereas,
true.
You know, he completely ripped off Reagan in that one speech, and Reagan got this awesome, you know, response, and the rest of them just stood there and looked at Biden because we all know his words are fake. They lack meaning. He's not a man of substance. And people are finally, I mean, and a lot of people knew it, but people are finally figuring that out. And so people can sniff out fake, and I think that's going to be his downfall. And Kamala Harris, too, because she's just, you know, a laughing hyena. She's totally fake.
Well, I totally agree, Lee. And, you know, you make that point that his words weren't resonating. Even for me, you know, when I sometimes I'm proud when, as a conservative Christian, when I hear someone quote scripture effectively, and even when he quoted scripture, it like fell flat. It was like it didn't resonate as being, you know, believable the way he was presenting it.
Satan quoted scripture.
Do what?
Satan's quoted scripture, so that doesn't mean anything.
Wow. You know what? That's a great point. You're right. You know what? When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, how was he tempted? With the misuse of scripture. Wow, yeah. Lee. That is a way to go. All right. Hey, listen, Lee, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience, and you were way too kind. I think my bio just indicates that I don't sleep a lot. Hey, listen, folks, we're going to a short break right now. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a few things that are happening in the weather that may impact you this weekend or in the days to come. At the top of the hour, by the way, come back around right after 4 o'clock because Senator Tuberville will be on the line with us. Give us some indications of what it's like working in the D.C. area right now on the Afghan crisis and just anything else he wants to bring to bear for his constituents. Hey, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. And you can also listen live by going to rightsideradio.org, wherever you are, and just click listen live, and there you are. All right, folks, we'll be right back after this. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, a couple things you got to know. One is kind of interesting weird, and the other one is weather severe. But let me do the interesting weird first. So this story, you know, one of the few stories that I've been able to pull that I can even use from AL.com lately. But did you know the headline of the story is this: an Alabama river will turn red next week. Copper, do you want to go swimming or fishing in a red river?
Not really.
It's not a trick question. So, okay, it's about to happen up here in our area, though. So, listen, here's the deal. The Flint River, flowing from the Hazel Green to Owens Crossroads area in Madison County, the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, ADEM, is going to be inserting red dye into the river to test water flows. And I've got a picture here of ones I guess they did before. And literally, I don't know what this dye is, but man, it's potent. And like the whole river turns red. It goes on to say the red dye is not harmful. The exact day of the test is not known yet. It'll be conducted with weather permitting. And that's just going to be weird. Okay, so the Red River is coming to the Owens Crossroads area. You're going to see red water flowing down the Flint. Don't freak out. Apparently it's a scheduled event. All right. But here's something else that's not scheduled and harder to predict. So right now, Tropical Storm Ida has been declared a hurricane. It is crossing over Cuba right now as a category one with 75 mile per hour winds. It's moving into the Gulf of Mexico where the warmer waters, and the prevailing conditions are expected to cause it to strengthen significantly. And Charlene just sent me a report. Let me go back to that, make sure I have my number right and make sure I've got it right. So, yeah, it's literally saying the possibility exists that it could move up to a category, Cat 4. It could move to a Cat 4. Listen, this is Katrina level, okay? So I think Katrina did get to Cat 5, but this is going back to pretty much the same general. The track right now shows that it's going to hit landfall just to the, just to the west. The epicenter will be just to the west of New Orleans, but that it is, I take it back. It's going to hit on New Orleans. Okay, the track that I'm showing right now shows it coming ashore in Louisiana, just in the levee areas that caused so much trouble in Katrina, and then sweeping up in a hook to the northeast and coming back towards Alabama as a tropical storm going inland. So you're saying right now we're looking at it hitting land in the late Sunday, early Monday timeframe, hitting Louisiana. And by Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to be feeling the full effects of heavy rains and winds that could spawn tornadoes, they're saying, across the northern part of Alabama. It looks like the southern part, the coastal part of Alabama, once it's already made its way inland, is going to be fairly clear. But the several days thereafter are going to sweep up into Mississippi, North Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky with severe winds. Right now, the report I'm looking at says, where'd it go? North Alabama. Yeah, storm surge. They're looking at 3 to 5 feet of storm surge along the coastal areas to include Mobile Bay. And then as it moves ashore, we're looking at 2 to 3 inches of rain. We're looking at 2 to 3, up to 4 inches of rain across northern Alabama in the days to come. And this is going to be a big one, folks. So, you know, if you got friends or family down the coast, if you got beachfront property, if you got, I mean, we're looking at right now the report saying we could get up to 6 to 7 inches of rain. So that's going to be a wet one. And if you got folks down on the coast that you know or care about, or you got property down there, it is time to batten down the hatches and just be aware. This is a big one, all right? This is a big deal. Be praying for the winds to dissipate, because a Cat 4, that's huge, all right? Cat 1's bad enough. Cat 4 is destructive. And so do not play with this, all right? Don't be planning your travels to New Orleans. Don't be looking at opportunities to go down and see the family on the coast for a few days. You need to let this one pass through, but also pray for the folks in Louisiana and our coastal areas. And then again, as it spins up north, be aware, Hurricane Ida is coming ashore, and we need to pray that it begins to dissipate, because this one has got some gust, and it could be catastrophic if it maintains its current strengthening. That's a big deal. All right, there's your weather report, folks. Hey, listen, it's 3:59. We're heading into that 4 o'clock break. When we come back from 4 o'clock break, just be aware that Senator Tuberville will be with us. We'll be glad to have him on the line. We're going to talk to him about Afghanistan and what it's like to be in D.C. right now in the midst of all of this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.